This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Man, I gotta tell you, it's like every day there's something going on in the news. Just crazy, crazy stuff. Thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully, this is kind of our little, you know, safe haven. This is where we could kind of figure out what the heck is going on and, you know, just kind of maybe watch from the outside. It's just fascinating to see what's going on with Washington. You know, one thing Donald Trump does, which I think really ticks the media off, for me, I'm fine with it, but the media cannot stand where here they are working all day long, okay? Now things start to wrap up 5, 6 o'clock. Most people getting ready on the East Coast to go to bed because they got to be up at 4, 5 the next morning for early news, you know, once all the news comes from Europe, right? Because Europe obviously wakes up before we do. And Donald Trump loves to drop news bombshells late at night, East Coast. For me, it's perfect because I come home from teaching. Right? You know, I do my show in the mornings, then I teach. Then I come home at about 6, 6.30, and all of a sudden, there's breaking news. There's never breaking news at 6.30 West Coast, 9.30 East Coast. There's never breaking news usually. I mean, God willing, as long as it's not a catastrophe. So it's nice for me because I'm like, all right, good. You know, I'm here when it all happens. Not too good for James Comey. I didn't realize how tall he was. Some sources say he's 6'8". Others say he's 6'7". James Comey, FBI director, very, very tall. But I guess Donald Trump, after months of Democrats and Republicans talking about how he needs to be replaced, finally Donald Trump replaces him. Now, this has obviously caused a poo-poo storm, you know, within within Washington. And now they have to find a new FBI director. Of course, people are, you know, crying foul. And, you know, Chuck Schumer, who I thought didn't like James Comey, now acts like, you know, that was like, you know, we fired his best friend. So it's really confusing for those of us watching from the outside. But many of you guys comment on Facebook, send me messages either through email. But this came from Facebook. This is interesting. Jackson writes, here's what's going on. Now, I don't agree with this entirely, but this was his opinion. Donald Trump wants to be a one-term president. He's making blunt moves and not caring about public opinion because he hates being president, he writes. He says he was in love with the idea, and once he saw the true colors of Washington, he wants to get back to his penthouse in New York and quit slumming in Washington. Watch out for what he'll do because he doesn't care about re-election. I don't understand. I thought, you know, the firing of James Comey was kind of a popular opinion on both sides of the aisle. And I thought James Comey kind of, you know, was between a rock and a hard place. I think he overstepped his bounds. I think he was in way over his head when it came to this Hillary Clinton thing. There's been some suggestions that there was a lot of push, you know, from one side or the other for him to do things. And, you know, an FBI director can't be in that position. I think we need an FBI director that, you know, kind of acts like Sheriff Joe, going, you know, leave me the hell alone. You know, I'm doing my job. I'm not listening to none of you. And, you know, I don't think we got that, you know, we got that feeling from James Comey. It's a shame, though, the way he was fired. I guess, you know, he was speaking to a bunch of FBI employees and he saw it on TV. That stinks. And I can't tell you how many times the media gets news of who's getting fired and what's going on way before the person does. And so it's a shame, you know, because again, he still served the country and it's a shame for, to have gone down like that. However, it needed to happen. So what about this opinion Jackson has of maybe Donald Trump feels like he's slumming in Washington? Maybe he doesn't like it. I think he looks happy to me. It's something I like to entertain because I look at the psychology of it all. You know, and, you know, people were calling, you know, Donald Trump a narcissist, you know, all these feelings of self-importance and self-worth. And, you know, that's kind of hard to diagnose when you got somebody who's already a multi-millionaire, billionaire, and, you know, owns multiple properties and, you know, now is president. I mean, I'm sure everybody, you know, in that position, has some narcissism. But, I don't know. You know, it was very interesting. One of my radio colleagues had suggested that Donald Trump would hate the White House because the White House is nothing like what he's used to living in. And he would either have to transform, remodel, bring in all his staff to make it resemble what he has, you know, in New York. I don't know. I mean, you know, Donald Trump needs a suit. He needs his hair combed. He needs a shave. I don't know. I don't think he feels like he's slumming. Do I think he likes his job? He looks like he does, but yeah, it is a lot of work. You know, and maybe he doesn't like dealing with politicians. Maybe he likes dealing with businessmen. You know, it's a much different creed. It's a much different, you know, animal, beast he's dealing with over there. You know, so if Jackson's correct, or Donald Trump really doesn't care about being reelected, that could be good for us or it could be bad for us. Good for us in terms of, you know, maybe things are going to get done. You know, maybe he's like, look, this is what I, you know, I made it to presidency. Okay. You know, I want to get things done. I want to, you know, make things work. But this is why I don't think this one-term presidency idea is going to stick, is because if everybody does think he's narcissistic or if everybody does think that he loves having the power, I don't think he's going to want to leave office and then somebody reverse what he did. You know, that has to stink for Obama to leave office, and then the first thing everybody wants to do is try to erase a bunch of the stuff that he did. Okay, and mind you, a lot of the stuff has to be erased, but, and you know, fixed. I mean, he left, you know, a real mess with our healthcare system, but I don't know if Donald Trump's going to want to leave and then let, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren or Oprah Winfrey may run, or even Hillary Clinton may run again. Maybe Chelsea Clinton would run. Maybe Michelle Obama would run. I don't think he's going to want his legacy messed with. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, now the one thing we're learning about this presidency is certain things that are put into place, your legacy, okay, per se, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be permanent. And so if somebody wants to lock in the good that they did, you know, there has to be some longevity to that. You know, what's making Obamacare so difficult to reverse is because, you know, for 8 years, subsidies was, you know, were promised and so, you know, it's very hard to all of a sudden take that away a decade later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. I got to tell you, it's almost like every day now something's happening on an airline. Now a huge brawl. We're talking like dog pile happened on a Southwest Airlines jet. There's this video going on, going viral, where it was at the Burbank Bob Hope Airport in California. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Burbank Airport. It's so nice. Like, if you ever have to fly to LA, and you already have connecting flights, so it doesn't matter if you go to LAX or not. You know, Burbank is a great airport to fly into. It's one of my favorite airports. It makes things so much easier, and sometimes for my commute where I need to go in LA, Burbank is great. So you really don't expect them to be in the news. But I guess there was a fight on a plane on Sunday that culminated in a dog pile on top of a flight attendant. According to NBC4 Los Angeles, the flight attendant had been helping deplane passengers from Dallas when a man complained that the woman behind him was messing with his chair. The woman's companion stepped into the aisle to help her get off the plane, according to police report obtained by NBC4, but then got sucker punched. A few rows back, Michael Krause began recording the ensuing dispute, and then his son shared it on Twitter. So, Elder Krause told the Washington Post, "I heard noise. He turned around and saw two men grappling in the aisle. One of the gentlemen had another pinned up against the overhead bin. The fight ensued from there. Krause said he took a few steps toward the men, but was recovering from surgery for a broken hand. So he held up his phone and recorded as some of the other passengers began to flee the plane." This is ridiculous, people. "The stewardess was cleaning at the front. She's running towards the fray, which I thought was heroic on her behalf. In Krause's video, a latex-gloved flight attendant tries to pull the men apart, joined in her effort by one, two, three, and eventually four separate passengers. She's like, 'What is wrong with you? Get off.' So the two men continue to grapple, and it just starts to be like a whole bunch of dominoes. And then, unfortunately, I believe people fall onto the flight attendant. So apparently there was a fist fight on a plane in Tokyo a few days before. That led to an American man being arrested. Then there was, let me see, I believe we had the issue of the couple who had a child, a two-year-old child sitting in between them, and flight attendant said, 'Child has to sit on one of your laps. We need the extra seat.' But we paid for this seat. By the way, we have a United passenger who had to pee in her seat because a flight attendant wouldn't let her use the bathroom. Apparently, a Kansas City nurse who has, quote, an overactive bladder, was forced to urinate in a cup at her seat on a United Airlines flight after a flight attendant wouldn't let her use the restroom. That has happened to me so many times. I got to get up to pee, and the flight attendant said, 'No, you can't. You know, the fasten seatbelt sign is on.' I get that the fasten seatbelt sign is on when there's turbulence and when, you know, it may be, you know, dangerous for me, but the fasten seatbelt light seems to be on the whole time now during these 4 or 5 hour flights I take. I'm like, I got to get up and pee. Go, 'Ma'am, you need to sit down.' I go, 'Look, I'm going to get toxic shock if I don't go to the bathroom and do what I need to do in there.' 'Nope, sorry. Sorry, you'll have to just, you know, change your sanitary napkins when we land and get to the terminal.' When you get to the terminal, it's like 3 hours later. It's horrible. Anyway, mother of two, Nicole Harper, was on a United flight from Houston to Kansas City last month when she tried to use the restroom. But a flight attendant sent her back to her seat because the seatbelt sign was illuminated. The seatbelt sign is illuminated. Please return to your seat. So I don't know what's going on with planes. I personally think I'd like to just take a train. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, who's this?
This is Tom from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm watching C-SPAN, and they're just introducing a bill to require all passengers on flights to wear adult diapers to avoid any conflict in the aisles.
Are you kidding me, or is that a joke?
Of course I'm kidding you.
I was going to say, because you want to know what?
You didn't have a program on that day.
Oh, how funny. I got to tell you, man, because you know what? That's what I would do. How does a woman pee in a cup when there's no leg room in the aisle in front of her? It makes no, there's no, you know, a guy could do it, but not a lady. Couldn't happen.
You know, the tragic thing about our brief conversation just then is that it is believable. Had you said that to me, I would have probably reacted the same way. That is how ridiculous and insidious and outrageous this government that we are enslaved under has become, that mm-hmm. we actually can question something like that. I mean, if you think about all the ridiculous rules and regulations, it's no wonder people are acting crazy.
You know, you're an ex police
officer,
right, Tom? You're an ex police officer or corrections officer? I forget.
A police officer.
Police officer. Okay, let's go back to what happened with Dr. Dow, if you don't mind my picking your brain. So a police officer from the city of Chicago was called, right, to ask him to remove from the plane, to be removed from the plane. Was he in the wrong?
Well, let me correct you on one thing. They have in Chicago a special airport police.
Okay.
They were the ones, if you recall, who really got a lot of attention back when we were having mass shootings on a semi-regular basis, and it came out that they were told that their SOP, their standard operating procedure, was to run and find a secure hiding place. They caught a lot of flack for that. It appears, although I believe they are fully commissioned sworn officers, that they're very much hindered in what they can do, and apparently they don't get much respect, and I think that oftentimes leads to overreactions when they do have the opportunity to take some type of action. Unfortunately, I think had the actual Chicago police been called, or maybe the sheriff's department, what you would call a full response, first responder, law enforcement department, I think the outcome probably would have been different, rather than using police that specialize only in probably mainly security issues at the airport.
When Dr. Dow's team suggested they were going to be suing the city of Chicago, I thought it's because the Metropolitan Chicago Police Department had been involved. But I guess
I think it's the Chicago Airport Authority or something like that. Probably the Chicago will be sued and probably will end up paying something out. I don't know why the airport. It was kind of an odd situation that the airport or the airline actually would not have simply said, in the interest of their shareholders, you know, listen, we called the police. This is the action the police took. I see the police as being more responsible than the airline. It was a rule. The doctor did act like a crazy nut, even though I believe he was in the right.
I think a
prudent person, especially a doctor who we hold in high esteem, would think, you know what? Listen, this is a bad position. I'm not going to push it, but I will work from the other end and sue them and not go through this. So something seems terribly wrong with that guy. I would not want to see him as my physician for sure.
So something was odd. I mean, obviously he had a right to want to stay at a seat, but I think the dramatics and then running back on a plane, I think it also traumatized other people as well. I think this could have gone down a lot, you know, differently. But one final question before I let you go. You know, is it just that these brawls and these issues on planes are being reported all of a sudden? Or do you think that, you know, we're having a lot of people just edging to, you know, fight? We had all this decorum over the last 20, 30 years, and now I think people love the idea of, you know, getting raw. What do you think?
I think people are on edge in general, but I think when they see videos like the doctor and some of the other ones, they feel like they can get away with it. That's why it's so important to have professional police act professional and for adults to act like adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen to that.
And again, listen, you can always ask a police officer, are you asking me to do something or are you ordering me to do something? If a police officer orders me to do something, hey, I'm doing it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the smart, prudent thing to do.
Right. Yep. Tom, thank you. Love it when you call in. All right. Don't go, guys. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are again back in the news and again linked to higher heart attack risk. And this has got to drive you crazy, especially since I just took a Motrin this morning for a headache that I had. All right, so let's review. These non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are non-steroids. So it's not your prednisone or your solumedrol or your methylprednisolone. We're talking about your ibuprofen, your naproxen, your diclofenac, even your COX-2 inhibitors like your celecoxib or Celebrex. The brand names are Motrin, Aleve, Voltaren, etc. And obviously, this is a very, very popular class of medications. They're inexpensive. They are a substitute for a narcotic. They are urged to be used instead of a narcotic if you have neck pain, back pain, knee pain, any issues where you need a decrease in inflammation. They also reduce fevers, all right? And studies probably every few months come out talking about their link to serious cardiac issues, as well as they could cause kidney complications. They could cause ulcers, gastric ulcers, duodenal ulcers, peptic ulcers, and then congestive heart failure that we've seen anti-inflammatories do. In March, it was linked to cardiac arrest. There was a study in the European Heart Journal, Cardiovascular Pharmacology, found especially ibuprofen and diclofenac in Voltaren to increase risk of cardiac arrest. Naproxen seemed to not have as high a risk. However, in this study, naproxen looks just as much of a bad guy as the others. This new study was published in BMJ, the British Medical Journal, and it found increased risk of heart attack in those who took ibuprofen or naproxen, as well as Celebrex and diclofenac. So in the study, the team reviewed records of 460,000 patients, 61,000 of whom had suffered a heart attack risk, and they found that the higher the dose of the anti-inflammatory that people took, the higher the risk. So they looked at the celecoxib, which is Celebrex, naproxen, ibuprofen, diclofenac, and if you had taken it on a daily basis for 1 month, you had a any of those medications, you had a 24 to 58% increased risk of a heart attack. Now, the absolute risk was still small. You know, they didn't want to say, look, you know, you take this medication, now there's a 50% chance you're going to have a heart attack. The way they do the math and the statistics, it's still a small risk, but they did find it to increase. Now, these observational studies, you have to be very, very careful with, okay, because they're not cause and effect studies. We talked about the different types of studies. Where cause and effect studies would pretty much be like a cohort, or where I'm going to give you the medication, and then I'm going to just sit there and stare at you and watch you and follow you for years and see what happens. Those studies are very difficult to do. All right? There are studies going on right now where there's a whole bunch of things that they're watching people for, but it takes years to get that data back, to get that data. So when somebody wants to know some data now, they look back, and observational studies or retrospective studies where they look back and see, you know, what was going on in this population. So if they want to see, look, you know, we have 61,000 people here that had heart attacks, right, among this 460,000 group of patients. What did those 61,000 people do differently? Right? And they look and they go, well, you know what? More of them used anti-inflammatories. Maybe more of them smoked. Maybe more of them drank alcohol. Now, they usually extrapolate or filter out the other issues, because then otherwise the study wouldn't have a lot of merit. So if everybody smoked, drank, and took anti-inflammatories, then, you know, how do you know it was the anti-inflammatories? How do you know it was the smoking, et cetera? So they have to kind of filter out, account for, and dissect out if somebody smoked or didn't smoke, et cetera. And that's when they start to come up with these relative risks and then an absolute risk. So that's kind of how they do it. So we talked about a couple months ago why anti-inflammatories would cause heart attack. They say one theory is that the medication may suppress something called prostacyclin. Now, prostacyclin is a cardioprotective lipid, prostaglandin. And what it does is it inhibits platelet activation and causes relaxation of the blood vessels. They think the NSAID could block that or suppress the prostacyclin from doing what it wants to do. Hence, you don't have blood vessels that could relax. We know anti-inflammatories raise blood pressure. That also can happen because if they inhibit vasodilation or relaxation of the vessels, you start to have vasoconstriction. If you have vasoconstriction, it stresses the heart. You can have an abnormal heart rhythm. It could also accelerate heart disease, even cardiac arrest. Again, you know, we've talked about heart disease, you know, risk factors. Big risk factors for heart disease is having a family member who's had a heart attack or heart disease. If you've ever had heart disease, you're at higher risk for having another event. If you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, if you smoke, if you have obesity, if you're inactive, you don't have a lot of physical activity. If your male's over 40, although they recently changed that to 45, females over 55 or are postmenopausal, and they say high stress. You know, if you have a high stress life, that could put you at risk for heart disease. Of course it can. Raises blood pressure, vasoconstriction. Stress is never good. It's just, I think we all are stressed. And then I believe short stature has also been cited as a potential risk factor. So when it comes to heart disease, you know, you guys are sitting here going, look, I'm not allowed to take a pain pill. We're being told to cut back on Tylenol because of our liver. Then the only thing that's left from a medicinal standpoint are these anti-inflammatories. So what am I supposed to do? And you got a point. You know, I mean, a lot of the people I prescribed pain medications to were ones, one, who were in pain, but two, who couldn't qualify to take the anti-inflammatories anymore. Either heart issues, either kidney issues, stomach ulcer issues, or liver issues. Now, mind you, a lot of these pain medications do have Tylenol attached within, which is why they had to lower the amount of Tylenol because of the effect on the liver. Many of these pain medications like Lortab and Vicodin used to be attached to a half a gram of Tylenol. So if somebody's taking 6 to 8 a day, they're basically maxing on their or almost overdosing on the Tylenol component or the acetaminophen component. So they had to lower it to 325, the amount of Tylenol that's in these medications. So I don't know what to tell you. You know, taking these medications every day, some of you will say, well, look, okay, you know, it serves them right. They're taking the medication every day. But I would say hold the phone here, okay? Now, look how long a day is, 24 hours. So let's say you wake up one morning and your neck and your back are stiff and you need to go to work. So you don't want to take a narcotic. You don't want to take a muscle relaxant. So you take some Aleve, okay? Then maybe after a long day, right, you're hurting a little bit. Maybe you have a little bit of swelling, et cetera. Maybe you have a headache. So you take a little something. Right? You know, these are very innocent, you know, dosings. And I can't stress that enough. So many people think that when somebody, quote, unquote, overdoses or if somebody's taking too much of a medication, it's because they're sitting there at home, jobless, doing nothing else but popping pills. And I think the biggest overdose risk are those that are actually just living a regular, you know, busy day. And they have a go-to medication in their purse or in their cupboard or in their cabinet. You know, I have a headache. Let me take a medication. One of you had asked if the risk of heart attack will also occur with aspirin because aspirin is an anti-inflammatory. Well, because aspirin inhibits the life of the platelet, that seems to be more cardioprotective. How it thins the blood by that and prevents clotting, that helps prevent heart attack. However, still, aspirin has its risks in terms of kidneys, in terms of stomach ulcers, peptic ulcers, duodenal ulcers, etc. So that's something we obviously have to watch. So, guys, if you want to cut back on your heart attack risk, yeah, cut back on the anti-inflammatories you're taking, but it's more important for you to get off your smoking, watch your blood sugar, exercise, watch your blood pressure, watch your cholesterol, your lipids. Definitely stay active. Make sure you have a diet rich in potassium-rich foods like fruits and vegetables. And change your parents, all right? Because, you know, if your parents have heart disease, that really messes it up for you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I'm going to have to take my kid on a tour of college soon. And, absolutely in-state. Because, there is no way I want to pay for out-of-state college. And I hate to be cheap. You know, I hate to do that, you know, for my kids. I want my kids to have the best education, but I love the universities in my state. You know, I live in Nevada. Okay? And, you know, I went to UNLV and I went to UNR. I went to UNLV for my undergrad. I went to UNR, University of Nevada, Reno, for medical school. Then I did my last year at UCLA. And mind you, I love the California universities too. UCLA was wonderful. But, you know, the Nevada university system is so damn good that it's just icing on the cake that it's in state. I mean, I don't know how people get the money, right, or why they would borrow the money for undergrad education out of their state that costs an extra $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. We're going to be looking at college tuition a little bit later this month and how much. Not my family, because again, we're not even looking at other states. But and I'm not saying other states' universities are bad. I mean, yeah, Michigan has great schools, Tennessee has awesome schools, Arkansas, great universities. It's just, you know, to spend that extra money, to put yourself in that kind of debt when it's undergrad. And now I understand. I live in the West, and maybe a lot of us out here in the West look at universities a little bit different than they may do in other parts of the country. So, like, for example, if your child wants to go to, let's say, Harvard Law or Harvard Medical School, let's say, you may need to go to an undergraduate institution that is a feeder school into Harvard. I get that. Okay? But I love my kids. I just don't see them going to Harvard. I mean, they're smart kids, and they could. I believe they could have the academics to do it, but I think they're gonna be facing some real stiff competition. Okay, look, I gotta be honest. You know, it's very interesting. You know, I had a lot of issues with my parents in terms of them not being very supportive. And I was really upset with them because I was going to a school in Scottsdale, Arizona. I went to 12 different schools, 4 high schools. My folks moved around a lot. Don't ask. And so, but one of my high schools that I went to was my favorite. It was Chaparral High in Scottsdale, Arizona. And one thing about Chaparral High is they got it. They kind of figured out what their honors track students needed. And so it was a very focused honors track, even though they didn't call it an honors track. But if you were in the honors classes, it was all about the SAT. And so your class would, especially your English class, really powered through vocabulary words and analogies and synonyms and homonyms and whatever the hell else that was going to be tested on the SAT. So every week we got 20 new vocab words, which were SAT type vocab words. And every week we were responsible for 200 of them. So they were additive, cumulative. So you would be tested on any of 200 vocab words. So you kept re-memorizing and relearning, you know, your vocabulary words because you could be tested on any of them. And as a result of their program, the way they did their math, the way they did their English, and true, we read our John Steinbecks and our Catcher in the Rye and our Beowulf and our Shakespeare, and, you know, we're well-rounded. It was really SAT-focused, such that the first attempt on my SAT, I got a 1350, and I was really disappointed with that. I think I had my period that day or whatever, so I took it again, and I got a 1450. And that 1450 could have gotten me into Ivy League. I had a 4.2, 4.3 GPA because of honors classes. I had that. And when it came time, you know, to, you know, consider Ivy League, my parents laughed. And they were like, we don't have the money. And, we can't take out a loan, you know, and then have you default on it. You know, my parents were of the thinking, you know, we don't want to be in debt. We don't want to owe anything. So they didn't want to sign any student loans. And so I never applied to Ivy League. I probably could have. Do I have any regrets? Absolutely not. Because what happened is UNLV offered me an academic scholarship. I was able to move out of my house when I was 18. I worked a couple jobs, right? Worked at Jack in the Box, tutored, later worked at the EPA on campus. So I was able to support myself and have a college education that was covered for by scholarship going to UNLV. And I got to tell you, that education was phenomenal. And so, if my kids want to go to UNLV, I'm going to encourage it highly. But I'm not going to feel guilty, you know, not pushing them to go to Ivy League. I think Ivy League schools are phenomenal. I think they have their place in education, and I think they are great stepping stones for, you know, further education in the competitive academic world. But I have seen so many people that come from non-Ivy League schools that, you know, blow you away in terms of their education, their, you know, ability to compete in the market, and in terms of their talents. And so, for those of you that have kids and you're considering, you know, having them go to, you know, an out-of-state, and even a lot of these out-of-state schools that are Ivy League, you're paying an extra $30,000-$40,000 a year. I don't get it. Now, what about having your kid live at home? Absolutely. I'd love to have my kid live at home. I don't know how that's going to work, you know, especially if he, you know, has girlfriends. I'm going to be like, oh, hell to the no. Get out of here. So I don't mind, you know, him later getting an apartment. I would love for him to work during school like I did. I, you know, my working while going to school kept me in school. You know, I live in Vegas. Las Vegas is a very attractive town for jobs where you get tips. And when you, if you've ever had a job where you get tips and good tips, it's addictive. Okay? You go to work, you're like, you know what, I'm just going to hustle a little harder. I'm going to smile more. I'm going to joke around some more. Maybe I'll flirt a little bit more. I'll get better tips. Yeah, look, I was, you know, working at a restaurant. I was, you know, slinging ribs and whatever. And the tips were, there was some controllable predictability with your tips. If I had a bad day and I didn't want to talk to anybody, I'd get low tips. And so seeing that kind of money coming in and having a little bit of that control, the harder I work, the more I'm going to make, it's pretty addictive. And it's, you know, promising. So, you know, when you're in Vegas, one issue that a lot of people have is many people that do go to school, they realize they could valet, they could cocktail, they could bartend, they could, you know, deal roulette, blackjack, whatever, work for the casino. And these are good paying jobs with good benefits and good money. And you want to be careful not getting caught in the golden shackles if you think, you know what, I can make more money now. I can always go back to college. You may never go back to college. Also, you have the argument of, well, what good is a college education now? We have all these students with college educations and they can't get jobs. So they went to college. They have a degree. And they end up taking another job that has nothing to do with their degree because that's, you know, that's the job that's out there. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot, you know, as I'm starting to kind of navigate this with my firstborn, Stony Boo. Yeah, little Stony Boo, yeah. Stony was, I told you about when he was born, little baby. He was like, you know, I think he was 6 pounds, 10 ounces. He had been starving because I had placental insufficiency. My butt was getting bigger, but he was getting skinnier. And now all of a sudden we're, you know, touring college. He doesn't want me to embarrass him. He goes, Mom, you know, if we're around the pre-med students, don't embarrass me. I'm like, how would I embarrass you? I'm not embarrassing. He's like, yeah, you're going to call them baby doctors. I'm like, no, I'm not. He's like, yeah, you're going to be like, oh, look at the baby doctors. He's right. I you know, he's absolutely right. I probably would. But I'll try not to embarrass him. And, you know, hopefully he'll go to my alma mater. And my husband went there, too. It'd be very, very cool to have a long lineage of that. But interesting stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we've got a lot to talk about. College campuses. Oh, very interesting. College campuses are going to carry more and more of these opioid antidotes, these naloxone that we talked about, or Narcan, because of the incidence of opioid overuse. And if you have ADHD and you take medication, you may be a better driver. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.